Not everyone is homeless because of a drug problem, and that's what a lot of people look at when they see homeless people. Oh, it's their fault that they're homeless, or oh, they shouldn't have did certain things. But sometimes kids, when they turn 18, are kicked out of their family's homes or foster care, and they have nowhere to go. And yes, sometimes it's easy to get a job, but it's not always easy to get a job. And especially if you come in there and you don't smell good and you have no clothes to put on because you are homeless, they're not going to hire you. So then you're stuck.
So do you believe that we should have more homeless center? Like, because we only have
one.
One.
And it's not big at all.
It's not big.
And there's barely any beds. Like, I'm pretty sure there's only 25 beds there. And we have a, like in Cleveland, people don't really notice, but our population of homeless people isn't large. And they're condemning every house that nobody lives in. But what they don't realize is some homeless people go into the houses that nobody lives in, that are tore down and windows and just didn't sleep in there because it gets cold.
My sister, she actually works, she volunteers there, and she talks about how sad it is and how much it just really breaks her heart. And I was wondering, what do you think about anti-homeless things that they're doing? Like on park benches, in some states they're putting handlebars where so the homeless can't sleep on the benches, or under like bridges, they're putting spikes so they can't sleep there. How do you feel about that?
Really sad, because where are they supposed to go? If especially if our government and the people in our community are not trying to help them, and if we're going to be very disrespectful and put stuff like that, where are they going to go? And we barely have any sidewalks in Cleveland. Not really when I turn 18, but when I get to an age and a place where I've got a lot of money, I do want to try to start, like, I would say business, but I want to try to help them. And I don't mean just by like making 1,000 sandwiches and taking them and giving them to homeless people. Like, I want to buy an old building and
so open up a care center for them.
Yes, I guess that's the word.
So in that care center, you would accept all homeless people, because some only accept women and children. There are some that just leave all men out, all. How would you even think about providing for them? Because that's a lot of people.
I want to be in a place where I'm financially stable to buy the property, fix the property, know that I'm able to pay the water bill, and be able to go to Goodwill and get clothes, because I want them, when they come there, to be able to take a shower, have a nice meal, don't gotta be perfect.
So provide everything for them, housing, clothes, food.
I'm not gonna do it just for anybody. I'm only gonna do it for people who are gonna try to get a job. Like, when you come there, if you come to my facility and I'm bathing you and I'm giving you clothes to put on your back, you need to be putting applications in. I'm gonna probably give haircuts and stuff like that, so when men and women go, they don't look so
worn out or something.
Yes.
Like that, you know.
And if they are trying, then I'm gonna try for them. But if you're not trying, then I'm sorry, there's someone out there who could need your spot more. But I don't want to have a small place with
so
20 people. I want to have a big property.
So for that, are you gonna have like paperwork that you would have for each person? How would you have them come in, sign their name, take a picture of them, and
yes,
file them?
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I want to know the name of the person that's staying there. I want to know. I probably can't do that, but I'm pretty sure you can look up and see if somebody's like a sex offender or something like that.
If they're a sex offender, what would you do?
I would put them in a different place than them and their children.
So, are you going to separate women and children from the men? Or are you going to let them all be together?
I mean, it's just something that I first started thinking about, so I don't know every rule yet, but I feel like I want to have like an area for married people with children, and then like women, men, But the problem is there are a lot of drug addicts who are homeless. And so I wouldn't want the drugs in my area if there's going to be women, children, and other men.
You could also work on rehabilitation for the...
That's what I'm saying. I have to wait till I'm financially able to do that. And I want to have something big enough that I can have more than just 3 showers. But I don't want to buy like an old school or anything like that. But I would need, like I said, enough property that if I need to have them build it, or maybe there's an old like factory or something.
So you plan on it all being in Cleveland or like further out? Because I think it would be a little easier to, because you could buy land if you really want.
It wouldn't be necessarily in the city,
yeah.
I would say, because there's not enough land in the city. So it probably would be farther out, but I would definitely put up signs and my number and things like that and go around and look to see the people sleeping outside.
So you would go actively searching for them and then bring them to the facility.
Because not everybody is going to want to.
Yeah.
But the summers are really hot and the winters are really cold.
Yeah. So if you were to go around and look for them, you would make, because they don't know you. And if they were to get in the car with you, they don't know where you're going to take them. So you'd have to have.
That's why I want to put signs. My number, a picture of me, a picture of my.
Like a logo on the thing that you're driving.
Right.
Would you drive like a bus or a van or what?
I would probably get a van.
Those church buses look like they're spacious. The ones that they pick you up with. You know.
It really depends on how much money I have at the time, how much money it takes to run my facility. I also would have to pay the workers because I can't do that on my own if I'm having multiple people. So, and I don't want my house to be on the same property because I want my own kids. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't want my children involved with what I'm trying to do.
You don't want them to be around and see people who are suffering like that. Is that it?
Right, because no one should have to deal with that. And not that I'm going to hide my children and make them think the world is perfect, because it's definitely not. I just want to make sure that, I don't know how to explain it, because like I said, I'm going to have people that could be on drugs, people that could have anger management problems, and so I don't want to think that somebody is okay and then my child makes them mad and they act out. That's why I was saying that I would probably have children and their mothers away from everyone else.
Yeah. Okay. So, time's almost up, so we have to wrap this up. What would you name it, the facility?
I don't know. That's something I'm
going
to have to think about.